Alrighty. Manuku Tungatsugitsi to the City of Akaluit Planning and Development. To the City of Akaluit Planning and Development Committee, the whole meeting number four. Thank you to Lisa and Litia for interpreting this evening. We've got a short agenda tonight, so we should be getting out of here pretty quick. First item on the agenda is the adoption of the agenda. Councillor Gluckart moves, Mayor Awa seconds. Any comments to the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Next item we have is declaration of interest. Do we have any interest to declare this evening? Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty, please go ahead.
I pushed the button accidentally.
Okay. In that case, we're not seeing any. Perfect. We'll move right into number five, new business. 5A, request for decision and planning report, development permit DP 26-006 and SK 26-002. So that will be Ryko, our city planner, presenting. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. This evening, I'll be presenting development permit application 26-006 to permit a four-story mixed-use building and the accompanying survey sketch SK26-002. The development is to be located within the core area at the former Noble House site. Given that the proposed development exceeds 12 units, council approval is required, and thus the application is being brought forward for consideration this evening. Staff find that the proposed development to be supportable as it is consistent with the intent of the core area designation and it meets all applicable zoning bylaw provisions. If committee approves the recommended motion, the item will be presented at the next council meeting for approval. The recommended motion itself is in the request for decision document, as well as the supporting documentation for the proposed development. I'm happy to answer any questions from committee. We also have in the gallery this evening Ted Walker and Paul Dick from the development team itself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions or comments on the decision in front of us this evening? Not seeing any. I think it is looks like a great development. Looking forward to adding these units to the city, and it's a good mix of one bedroom, two bedroom, and some commercial space in there. So I think it'll be an excellent development. So. Would anyone like to make a motion for the staff recommendation? Councillor Kunuk moves, alternate deputy mayor seconds. Once again, comments, questions? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. We'll move along to item 5B, which is request for decision and planning report, zoning bylaw amendment, ZBA 26-003. And that will be our Director of Planning, Matthew Dodds, presenting. So please go ahead, Matthew.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Committee. Also recognizing that this could be our last meeting, so it's great to be presenting to everyone tonight in the PD Cow name, but we'll be back soon enough. Proposal for zoning bylaw amendment to rezone the lot from medium density R2 to a special exception high density residential zone R3 to support a public housing project by the Nunavut Housing Corporation. The location is, if you know where the hospital is, there were three row housing buildings about three doors down from the hospital. that have since been demolished in 2023. They were buildings 536, 538, and 540. This rezoning concerns that now vacant lot where those demolitions took place. The developer, Novid Housing Corporation, has submitted this rezoning request to council to allow a higher density on their lot, preparing it for a future development of two apartment buildings. And because zoning bylaw amendments need to be approved and read by council, we're presenting it to committee tonight. Staff recommend giving the bylaw first reading and scheduling a public hearing. While more due diligence is to be completed by the developer, pending approval of the second reading, prior to any development approvals on this lot, and that due diligence will inform future decisions. At this time, staff find that the proposed special exception zone is supportable. Council would consider the bylaw at second reading following a public hearing. And the recommended motion is in the request for decision, along with supporting documentation and preliminary plans that show those two apartment buildings. I'm glad to answer any questions from the committee, and Notavid Housing Corporation also has representatives here to answer any questions that are directed to them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Does anyone have any questions for Matthew on the proposal in front of you? Councillor Stevenson, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Matthew, for that. So just for my own clarity, because I'm struggling a bit here tonight, that the recommendation and the motion or the resolution we're passing would only be, it's not really to do with the building as of yet, it's to do with the density of the zoning. And then just a very small thing, but in the location, it says it's on Tundra Ridge, which threw me off back when I was looking for it originally, but is that neighborhood actually called Tundra Ridge?
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Back to you, Matthew.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor, for the question, confirming that first part, that this is concerning the land and the density, not the building itself. The question about Tundra Ridge, yes, technically this falls within the boundary of Tundra Ridge, but it's at the very edge and it's not necessarily perceived as Tundra Ridge in some cases, but yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Councillor Kunnett, please go ahead.
Clear to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Just a question with regard to the five-story building. Is this going to follow the guidelines we have under the Fire Act? If you can answer that, thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor Kunnick, for the question. The at this stage, we're just reviewing the zoning for the land, but in the if the bylaw is read and the developer submits a development permit application for the five-story buildings, they would be required to follow the building code and any requirements around fire safety at that time. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Councillor Stevenson, once again, go ahead.
Thank you again. Is there a time, this may be more for the developer than for you, but is there a timeline for after or if this is read, when that development permit would be submitted and when they're hoping to actually start building this building? These buildings, sorry.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. I will wait for a representative to take the chair here. Okay, please go ahead when you're ready.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor. The development permit will be submitted shortly, as soon as possible. It'll run semi-concurrently. Our anticipation is to start construction here this summer, late summer, fall. As we are working out timelines with city administration, we hope to have a zoning approval and development approval around beginning of July, some point which would let us put shovels in the ground near the end of July. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you have follow-up, Councillor Stevenson? Yes, it looks like.
Thank you. Not so much follow-up, just thank you for that response. And we certainly, you know, having that vacant space has been, it's good that there'll be buildings there and that there'll be housing there as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments, Councillor Stevenson. Couldn't agree more. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty, please go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
I may sound like a broken record. I usually talked about master plan. What's the justification? I didn't see the justification from rezoning this to what their request is for from previously. So my question would be, what's the rationale for? I know what the application is asking for, rezoning to for public housing, but from the original lot zoning, I just would like to get a clarification. What's the rationale for rezoning to our what they're asking for, knowing that they want to put additional a public housing in that area? So if it makes sense.
Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor. Matthew, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor, for the question. The prior zone is R2, which permits medium density. It would permit kind of similar to what was there before, row housing. The rationale for supporting a higher level of density on this lot, there are multiple factors. One is the adjacency to to amenities and services such as the hospital and the commercial uses that are within 300 meters of walking distance from the site. So we look at proximity to the core area as a factor of, can this lot actually indeed support a higher level of density? It's also a lot that is not directly adjacent to very many lots. It's in behind it, there's green space. Adjacent to it, it is a utility building. And then there's a single property adjacent to it on the left side. So it's not, increasing the density of that lot is not going to block anyone's views or disturb any other directly adjacent lots. And so it is a good candidate for an increased level of density. When the applicant made these proposals, we looked at it with respect to the general plan to see, could the general plan support a higher density in this lot? And it did qualify, and that's why staff are find the proposal to be generally supportable at this stage, pending the development permit approval. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Would you have a follow-up, Alternate Deputy Mayor? Yeah.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Thank you, Matthew. follow-up question is that reduction of parking lots, which has been identified. So your expectation for those tenants is... I was kind of listening to the premier today at the mining symposium. Then he was using an example of, if you see a house, you're driving by and you see a house with a vehicle, ATV, and a boat, these are employed people. If you come across a house which has no ATV, snowmobiles, or a boat, those are unemployed people. So my question is, you are reducing the parking lots density, you're 2 to 3 to 1 or 2 to 1. So just curious of what's the rationale behind that? Thank you. I just want to make sure that I'm not taking quote from what the premier said today. So I'm just reading what I heard. So
thank you very much, Alternate Deputy Mayor. Matthew, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you for the question, Alternate Deputy Mayor. Parking was a big consideration in our review. The proponent proposed a lower parking ratio that was part of their application to rezone the lot. When we looked at their proposal, their rationale provided was more to do with what they believed was sufficient for their users. What staff had to look at was, does this comply with the general policy and the direction? We looked at a recent parking amendment that council approved for the core area, and which was to reduce parking from in the core area for residential buildings to 3-1. We looked at that ratio and thought that with this site's close proximity to the core area, it is within less than a few minute walk to some of the core area amenities that other apartment buildings that are within the core area. It's within a less than 5 minute walk. We felt that it had the same advantages. The same rationale that would support a 3-1 parking ratio in the core area could apply to this lot just by chance that it's so close. We also looked at the parking study that we completed in 2024 that looked at nearby apartment buildings in this area and how much parking was actually being used to help support the 3-1 ratio proposed for this lot. I can't speak directly to Nunavut Housing Corporation's own reasons based on their tenure and how they want to serve their clientele, but those were the staff reasons for the ratio. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. You're good? Okay. Back to you, Councillor Stevenson.
I guess first I'd like to echo Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty's concern about being again asked to support a change in zoning when we don't have a up-to-date zoning bylaw. I'm just like him, a broken record. This is the same issue that I raised to this council back when we were talking about the Cienega overlay area and the changes to the zone there. So I won't go too far down that conversation, but it is problematic as always. This is also another version of densification. I drove around this weekend and looked at all of the construction that's taking place in our community, and it's all dense. It's all one bedrooms and two bedrooms. And it is our job here to protect the city from only having that type of housing. And so when I, go on and on like I always do about the parking issue that our Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty brought up, but also about densification and buildings with too small of apartments and too many buildings, this is, it's because we need to be responsible to make sure. I actually agree with planning's sort of justification that this building fits in the core area, and maybe there is justification therefore for this denseness, but I think us as a council, we need to remember that we need to protect for other types. It's our job to make sure there's other types of properties available in this town. And 5 years from now, the developers are always going to want to densify. Housing has already said it. That's the only thing they're looking at. They're not looking at anything that's not dense. It's the only way they can achieve the numbers that they've promised. But we don't have to accept that. We can say that that's not what's going to be the case in some of the lots that we're developing in our community. Again, I'm not necessarily speaking about this one here, but it is our responsibility to make sure that happens.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. You're right. We have been doing a lot of densification recently, but we do, as a city, have some really exciting things in the pipeline coming. I think to be able to expand some of that kind of single family and lower density opportunities that we've been talking about for so long, with the upcoming Tundra Ridge development, you know, future development along Apex Road, as well as, you know, maybe some potential things in the CETA development as well. I think we will be seeing a good mix. We just haven't had an opportunity to do so in quite a number of years. So hopefully that is something that we have changing on the horizon here. So with that, does anyone have any further comments or questions? Or Councillor Stevenson, go ahead.
Thank you for that, and thank you for that comment too, Deputy Mayor. I just, to the parking issue, I don't agree that this is enough parking, but I am semi-resigned to the fact that we as a council have agreed to this in our more dense areas. But it does, again, and I'm speaking to council here, not so much to the developers, but also to planning, that like when we talk about that boat storage area that we have discussed being put somewhere, and maybe someday it's also going to be skidoo storage areas, we're creating a city where there's not enough space for all the affluence that alternate deputy mayor was talking about, the premier saying today, where there's not enough space for a boat or a skidoo beside your apartment. And it's going to be our job to make sure that there's some place that is safe for those assets that people want to own, and including cars, which again, I don't think this is enough. I think it's that the developer in this case has underestimated the amount of space needed on purpose so that they can have as big a building as possible. That's not, from me, that is not controversial, because I've been saying it for 15 years, specifically to the Housing Corp, as they always have suggested that their tenants don't have as many vehicles as other people. But I mean, I just, in practice, it's just not true. So, you know, I will leave that to stand there. Again, we as a council have kind of gone far enough down a road that this is an appropriate amount for what the decisions we've made. I disagree with them, but I'm willing to stomach them in this case.
Thank you very much for your comments. Can you stomach them enough to make a motion, or would anyone like to make a motion for this RFD? Alternate Deputy Mayor, please go ahead.
Deputy Mayor, thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Maybe Matthew could elaborate a little further on option one, giving one reading to zone bylaw, and then you have the second one, then there's a recommendation. Maybe just if we were to approve option one, then we go down to staff recommendation is given reading bylaw number one, that trigger the public hearing. I'm just trying to get a clarification, because this would be a mixed information on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor. I can confirm that this would just be to give the first reading of the bylaw amendment to rezone the property, and that would then trigger the public hearing before we would have a second reading. So this would actually just... Once again, I think it's always a good opportunity, if we can have a public hearing, to have one, to get the public out here to hear their opinions, either written or in person, if they're able to attend. I don't think we have as many opportunities for that as we would like, or as I would like to see. So I think I would personally like to see it go forward definitely to public hearing if possible, but that's, you know, up to you guys. So. Alternate Deputy Mayor, go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. My concern is, like I echoed before, if we were to go ahead and give a first reading of amendment, zoning bylaw amendment, and then have a public hearing, my sense would be right now is to proposal to rezone to... rezoning a bylaw to R2, R3, is it? R3. I would think that it would be good to get input from the public first before you already have amendment. I mean, let me go back. this NHC has gone out to the public and stated that this is the type of unit they're going to be putting in this particular lot before going to the councilor. I mean, you would think they do have a committee. Each community usually have a committee. So it must have gone through the committee for housing to bring it up in the front of council. So I just want to get a clarification on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor. I can't speak to their internal processes, but this is how we would, at the city, kind of get our public feedback, is through this process that we're doing now. But I don't know if Matthew, you have anything to add?
Yes, I can't speak to the Nunavut Housing Corporation's committee or if they've spoken to some of their user groups about this specific proposal. But in terms of the timing of the public hearing, we would need to conduct the public hearing between first and second reading to meet the requirement of the act. But if there was a question about the preparation of this proposal for the applicant, I'm sure they might be able to answer that better than I could. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Would you like the applicant to speak to that? Hello, Caleb. Please go ahead whenever you're ready.
Thank you, everyone. Caleb Yu, Director for Projects for Nunavut Housing Corp. To address your question about the housing need of particular bedrooms and units, NHC and the Caterwet Housing Authority, we keep pretty detailed data on the waiting list of 1, 2, 3, 4 bedrooms. The majority, as at the moment, the majority of the need is 1 and 2 bedrooms. But this unit itself, this building itself, there's 12 3-bedroom units in it also. So, with the 1, 2, and 3 bedroom in this building, we're addressing evenly the need of the what's on the waiting list at the moment. To address your question about the parking lot, there is additional land behind the lot that we're proposing that could be turned into additional parking and recreation vehicle storage, which we need to apply for redevelopment to move forward on that. So if that is what the City Council decision to be, we could look into additional parking as well. But for now, we are pushing forward based on the need and criteria and the guidelines of everything. So thank you.
Thank you for that, Caleb. Can you, just quickly, can you, if you're able to answer, let us know how long the list actually is? Like, how many people are waiting for a unit on that list, if you know off the top of your head?
I don't have the number at the top of my head. I could tell 1, 2, 3, 4 bedroom, they're very, 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 very long. And this is why we are pushing for a high density need, not to hit a number for say, but to kind of get people into housing more. So.
Thank you, Caleb. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Thank you, Caleb. So just a follow-up to clarify on Alternate Deputy Mayor's question about a committee. Is there a committee as well in Iqaluit that would like meet prior to NHC decisions on developments, this one or others in Iqaluit? It's mostly just for our information so we know how that process works.
Just one moment there, Caleb.
Okay.
There you go.
We do not have a committee that meet to decide this development would push out this many bedroom. So it's done internally with our executive team and project team to basically assess the list and see how we could fill the gaps of Nunavut based off what being constructed throughout Nunavut, the availability of the contractor. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. You guys would know, you know, sometimes it's not what we want to build, it's the availability of contractor, funding, and resource of contractor. So.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you for that response. And I guess I'll do all of my things and then you can answer a question at the end. The question is fairly simple. I think you had mentioned, and there is an Iqaluit Housing Authority. So I just, and again, this is because I don't really know the system exactly, but what would their role be in development plans? But just before I go on to that, to address the issue of whether we should recommend this to council, I mean, I think, like the deputy mayor, I think that, I mean, it's worth having this read once so that it can go to public consultation or public hearing and hear what people have to say about it. I would suggest, and I think Councillor Shepherd requested this at some point, that the public hearing not be on the same day that we suggest to read second reading, that we have a public hearing and then second reading, if it indeed comes with some time afterwards, so that we can digest / react to the public information that might come from a public hearing. So that would be my to the council, but my question to you was just about the Iqaluit Housing Authority and what their role would be in that kind of stuff.
Thank you for that, Councillor Stevenson. Go ahead, Caleb.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. In terms of Iqaluit Housing Authority, their role in this whole allocation of housing is they assist us on keeping track, keeping applicants, keeping lists on what's needed in Iqaluit. So they provide us the lists, and we do the assessment internally after.
Thank you, Caleb. On your comment, Councillor Stevenson, on delaying the vote on second reading until the meeting after a public hearing, that was a suggestion, but if we wanted to make that change, we would have to make a motion to make that change in our procedures. So we can totally do that. We just have to make it happen. Alternate Deputy Mayor, please go ahead.
Question to me, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
I find it interesting comment when it was said that we need 2-3 bedroom units. They had a long waiting list. I think that's what I heard. And it passed a little while in our approvals for these public housing. We've been talking about 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom. Those are urgent, need to be built. And you have these towers going up everywhere around town. And then we have this applicant having 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom units requests. And I also find it interesting that reducing the parking lot parking requirement for a 3-bedroom unit doesn't make too much sense, because 99% of the time, most of us and everybody pretty well have an ATV or snowmobile in their lots. And I also find it interesting that if there's a more parking requirement, we could put an application, put it behind the building. This is a tundra ridge where people use it for their dogs, walking their dogs, and people for hiking in that hill. So the next thing you know, you'll have broken down snowmobiles, stuff like that, up on the hillside. And I don't think this is what we want to hear. So it seems to me there's a lack of planning in this whole thing about parking itself. So when I hear somebody says that we could reapply for parking requirement, and I just see that there has been a lack of planning from the applicant. So this is just my general comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor. And you know, the development permit still hasn't come to us. This can be, the parking can be something that's incorporated into the development permit, but in order for that to proceed, we have to proceed with first reading, public hearing, second reading, and then we can start the actual development permit process where it would come back to us I'm sure that our concerns on parking have been well heard by the developers here today. So, yes. Back.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I would just make a comment. Thank you.
Absolutely. Mayor Awa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Perhaps that this is a question I would actually raise now, is that if we don't approve it,
no one knows whose phone that is.
Kau yung mayaw kong ito kaya kalaw tinga.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Atigo, Mayor. Thank you. So I have a question for Matthew with regard to the land. If it doesn't go ahead, if we don't approve this, you had mentioned that it's because right now it's low density. Then would the proponent would still go ahead and reapply for a low density permit?
Zoning is medium density, so this would be just to raise it. So it is medium density currently, not low density. Matthew, I guess the question is: does the developer have something in line with the current density if this were to be rejected?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Mayor Awa, for the question. Yes, right now it is zoned R2. It could support a maximum of 43 units based on the size of the lot. The developer, I'm not aware of the developer having an alternative plan to resubmit. We are engaged and under a memorandum of understanding with Nunavut Housing Corporation to look at all of their assets and land across Iqaluit and make decisions ensemble about which lots are more developable based on water and sewer servicing. We would probably go back to the drawing table with regards to their entire portfolio and see where they'd like to develop. At this time, though, they do not have an alternative for this site that I'm aware of. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. I mean, there's a lot of back and forth here this evening, but if we really want to be the council that turns down 116 public housing units on a public housing wait list of years for people, I would be shocked. Councillor Nattuck, please go ahead.
Thank you. For example, we are having a report on this for the first time, and I wouldn't want to approve it tonight, but it would have to be amended first when we're hearing that it needs amendments here, and there is just like a report at the moment. That is what I'm hearing. It's not like a proposal. Perhaps at the next meeting, I would like to see one that is amended and come and report back to us or propose back to us. That is all I have to say. Thank you.
Again, this is just to rezone and go to public hearing. So, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I don't know that it's fair to say that we would be turning down 144 units or whatever it is. We would be asking developers to follow our zoning bylaw. I don't think that's inappropriate. I don't think this discussion is ill-timed or uninformed. I think it's important to have that discussion. The question that...
In the future, we can please mute our phones as we go into council. That would be great. Thank you.
The question about whether the NHC has another plan for a lower density building, I mean, it's possible, but I doubt it, considering that their mandate is to build at the most dense rate that they possibly can to achieve the goals that are difficult that are set out for them. And I think, that us not approving, we're not even looking to go forward with a zoning change to more density would probably just mean that they would go somewhere else in the city looking for another place to continue with a higher density. But I mean, I'm not speaking for them. I'm just assuming that that would be where we would go at this point. I think that if this council feels that the buildings as proposed or look inappropriate, then it's our responsibility to maintain our zoning bylaw and ask that people follow it the way it's zoned, if that's what the council feels. I spoke at the start about how I felt like this space seemed appropriately in the core area, in the way that Matthew described, to be a higher density, that probably it was envisioned as this more medium density when the city was smaller, and that this to me does speak as a core area right near the hospital, you know, walking distance to the Astro Hill facility. Like I can see where this could be a high density or higher density zone. That's not my fight about that, but if council feels that it's inappropriate, this is where we say no.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Alternate Deputy Mayor, please go ahead.
Good evening, Deputy Mayor Smith. I just want to echo what my colleague had just said. I don't think it's fair for the chair to say that you're turning down 140 units. I don't think this is what it's all about. It's about planning ahead, long-term planning. And that's our vision. That's why I always bring this up. Are we going to have a master plan somewhere in the future? And somebody else will probably ask the same question 10 years from now. But what have transpired over the years is something that we don't want to bring forward further, because there are some because what we have experienced and once you've seen, for one example is Jomie Court. I'm just putting that example. That kind of destroyed the neighborhood. We all know that. So I'm not saying that this particular unit, if it's built the way it's wanted to be, or the developer, it will cause the same problem. But as a counselor, like my colleague Stevenson said, we are here for the long term. Long term is to make sure that we're not trying to get a quick fix. just because we have shortages of housing doesn't mean we just install whatever we can put. And that's the sense I'm getting right now, is that and just because we all know, we all experience a shortage of houses, not only in Iqaluit, all across Canada. But there have to be a planning, if there's a planning process. And what I see in front of me right now is a poorly planned that has been brought to the front of the councillor for rezoning. And I can't support that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor. Once again, we are not approving the development this evening. We are just approving to go a first reading and public hearing. I think it's a great opportunity for us to hear from the public on what they want their city to look like, what their needs are. They can come and speak to that. With that being said, are there any further comments or questions, or would anyone like to make a motion to move towards first reading and public hearing? Councillor Gluckark moves. Thank you. Is there a seconder this evening? Councillor Stevenson seconds. Thank you very much. Further comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor? Councillor Gluckark and Councillor Stevenson in favor and opposed. Mayor Alba opposed. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty opposed. Councillor Nuttuck? Abstaining or opposed? Opposed? Abstaining? To abstain, you do have to have a reason for abstaining. For the most part, you can't just abstain because once you're up, Councillor Kunick, you're opposed. Okay, thank you. Okay, motion's defeated either way. So, okay. Thank you, everybody. With that, we will move to adjournment. I need a motion to adjourn. Councillor Stevenson moves. Councillor Gluckark seconds. All in favor. Councillor Nuttuck in favor of adjournment? Yeah, okay. Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. That was my last Planning and Development Committee meeting, so thanks, gang.